morning, and welcome to the WINY Talk Show. It's time for you to be heard. The talk show welcomes everyone's calls once per hour. Dial 928-1350 and tell Northeastern Connecticut your story.
Good morning and welcome to the WINY Talk Show. My name is John Mahan, filling in today for your usual host, Dave Ward, and we have a special guest on with us today. We have Tim Eaves. He is the Senior Vice President of Development for NTE Energy, and as anybody who's been following the Killingly Town Council meetings and local politics in Killingly, you know about the proposed power plant, so we're going to be talking about that today. How are you doing this morning, Tim?
Great, John. Thanks for having me on your show.
And if you can start us off here, I understand that we had a public hearing yesterday. Can you tell us a little bit about how that went?
Yeah, I thought the public hearing was very good. We've been developing this project for 3 years, and the public involvement has been great. And it's the comments that come from the public that help us make this a project that fits as well as we can into the community. Last night there were many people at the hearing. The town council meeting room was packed. The conference room was packed. There were people in the hallway. And we had just shy of 50 people stand up and give comments. And I thought everybody's comments were great, very respectful of each other, and it was a very productive evening.
Well, that's excellent to hear. I think a lot of people listening right now, they're already familiar with the project, but there may be some who aren't. Can you kind of give us an overview of where the project is, how big it is, what exactly it's going to be?
Sure. So we have a site under option on Lake Road, which is just on the west side of the Eversource transmission lines. We have 75 acres under option there. The power plant that we are looking at building is a gas-fired combined cycle, highly efficient, clean power plant. It will produce 650 megawatts, which is enough power for about 550,000 homes. So it's a good sized power plant. It fits very nicely into the grid here in New England. We recently were selected by ISO New England to provide capacity and energy into the New England power system, and especially here in Connecticut. So we're looking forward to moving on to the next step in our efforts here.
So why don't you talk to us a little bit about what the next steps are, what sort of a time frame we're looking at, what happens next after yesterday's public hearing?
So we've been doing a lot of work on this over the last 3 years. We've got a number of contracts in place. We've got contracts in place with the town of Killingly for a tax stabilization agreement, for a community environmental benefits agreement. We're working with the fire district coming up with the tax payments that we'll be making to the fire district. The next steps, so yes, we actually had three different activities with the siting council yesterday. At 1:30, we had a site walk where the council members actually come out and walk around the site and see where we're proposing to do this work. What does the site look like? That ended at 2:30. We then went to town hall and we had an evidentiary hearing where the siting council asked us questions about our projects. And the siting council's job is to look at the environmental impacts, look at the needs and the benefits of the project, and then weigh the two. And if the needs and the benefits outweigh the impacts, then they would grant us a certificate to build the project. So that's what the evidentiary hearings are all about, is to really ascertain what are the benefits, what are the impacts, so that they can do their job to weigh the benefits and the impacts. So we had the first evidentiary hearing from 3 to 5 yesterday. Then we broke, and then we had the public comment session. Everybody who wanted to speak last night had an opportunity to speak, which was great. The next step on April 18th, there will be the continuation of our evidentiary hearing, which starts at 11 o'clock Thursday, April 18th at the Connecticut Site and Council's building in New Britain.
All right. So I know that the project had hit some roadblocks before when it came to the Siting Council. Those have since been overcome. You know, there's still a process to go through at this point. How confident is NTE feeling at this point that the project is going to be approved through the whole process to move forward?
Well, John, we're working hard on the development of this project. We're doing everything we can to facilitate a good review by the Siting Council. And we're gonna continue to persevere through the Siting Council process, and we'll see what kind of vote we get from the Siting Council.
It's certainly been a lot of perseverance involved. You know, it's a very lengthy process, a lot to go through, and how long has NTE been planning this? I know that this has been going on for at least the past few years or so.
Yes, we first selected the site that we're developing. Back in late 2015, early 2016. So we've been at it for over 3 years.
And of course, you know, we've heard a lot of, you know, different opinions from people in the community, some for the project, some against the project. One bright side for the town of Killingly, no matter how you look at it, you could say, is the tax stabilization agreement. Can you talk a little bit about that, how it would benefit the town of Killingly, what the details of that entail?
Sure. So, and there are a lot of benefits, and I think as we go through this hour and a half, that we'll have an opportunity to talk a lot about the different benefits. But the tax stabilization agreement the taxes that we're going to be paying is, of course, a benefit. So putting a valuation on a power plant is a very difficult thing. So we sat down with the town now, early on in the process. We have not come in here asking for an abatement, and we work with the town to come up with a tax structure that would allow the town to collect full taxes from us and make it such that they could forecast what taxes we are paying, and we could also forecast our tax flow to meet those payments. So working with the town staff, we came up with a tax agreement based on the original size of our plant, which was 550 megawatts. Since then, we've increased the size to 650 megawatts. Under the new structure that we have for the facility, we'll be paying the town over $100 million in taxes over the 20-year period.
And of course, people have brought up concerns, noise pollution, environmental concerns, et cetera, over the past few years. Can you talk about, I know NTE has been very receptive, too, to the concerns and looking into what can be done to have the most minimal impact possible. So since you've heard from the public over the years, what are some steps that NTE has taken to kind of mitigate those concerns, make sure that this project is going to have the least amount of impact on people's quality of life and health?
So, first of all, we have on the north side of Lake Road, or the west side, how you look at it there, we've got a 65-acre site. And the first thing that we've done is we've agreed to take the northern portion of that site, which is about half the site, and put it into a conservation easement. That backs up to the Windham Land Trust track down there. So we would be putting a substantial conservation easement in between our facility and the Windham Land Trust. You know, when we talk about air, noise, there are pretty strict regulations put in place that we have to meet in order to get our permit. So you look at the air permit, for example. So the limits that come out for an air permit are promulgated by the US EPA, and they're designed to protect the most sensitive individuals. The EPA then promulgates to each state or delegates to each state the ability to issue permits. In Connecticut, that responsibility is delegated to Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. So when we go through our air permitting process, we meet these very strict requirements. So we now have a final air permit that's been issued by DEEP that requires our plant to meet these very strict requirements. You know, and just, you know, I think an interesting point, since 2005, the carbon intensity in the country has been reduced by over 30%. And that reduction is really due primarily to the switch from coal and oil-fired facilities to gas-fired facility, these new, clean, efficient gas-fired facilities and renewables. As far as noise goes, there's very strict guidelines on what noise can be at your boundary lines. So we will be meeting the very strict noise guidelines at the property line.
Excellent to hear. So what we're going to do now is we're going to open up the phone line so you can give us a call, 860-928-1350, if you have any questions for Tim Eaves. Once again, he's the Senior Vice President of Development for NTE Energy, which is in the process of planning a proposed power plant in Killingly, as many of you guys know out there. So 860-928-1350. We're going to take a quick commercial break now, so stay tuned to WINY 1350 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hi, this is David Sizemore, principal of St. Joseph's School in North Grosvenordale, inviting prospective families to visit our school community for a special open house that we'll be hosting on Sunday morning, April 7th, from 9 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. This open house will coincide with a special breakfast that will run from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in our school cafeteria, one of the best Sunday morning breakfasts that you will find throughout the Quiet Corner. All prospective families that join us on April 7th will not only receive a complimentary breakfast, they will also be able to meet and greet the Easter Bunny, who will be coming to town to St. Joseph's School for some special photo opportunities. At St. Joseph's School, our mission is to create a strong foundation of Catholic faith in a caring, respectful, and nurturing environment across grades pre-K through 8. Through a strong partnership between faculty, staff, and parents, we have successfully educated young people since 1882. Again, please come and visit our special community on Sunday morning, April 7th, and see for yourself why our children shine at St. Joseph's School.
When you were growing up, did you ever have a challenging homework assignment that led you to seek advice from your parents? Maybe they didn't give you the answers directly. Instead, they encouraged you to pursue the best sources of information. If that wasn't enough, they supported you to find the necessary help from the people most qualified to provide it. They wanted you to put effort into the research because that provides the most options towards making an informed decision. When it's time to help mom or dad make a choice about long-term nursing care, the same logic applies. Search for U.S. News & World Report's America's Best List. Then visit CMS.gov, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid's web resource for identifying five-star nursing facilities. You'll only see one facility with five stars in all of these categories, Westview Healthcare Center. Once you've studied these facts, take a closer look by visiting westviewhcc.com. Better yet, visit the facility in person to truly witness the Westview way. Westview Healthcare Center, 150 Ware Road, Dayville, Connecticut.
It's Boston Red Sox baseball on WINY 1350 AM and 97.1 FM. The Red Sox continue their season-opening West Coast swing with the last of a four-game series in Oakland against the A's on Thursday afternoon, and WINY will have all the action with first pitch at 3:37. Red Sox baseball on WINY is presented by Westview Healthcare Center, Girardi Insurance Services, Foskett Equipment, Bandy Auto Supply, The Burns Agency, and Christopher Heights Assisted Living.
Community Radio WINY.
Good morning and welcome back to the WINY Talk Show. Once again, my name is John Mahan, and I'm filling in for Dave Ward today. We have Tim Eaves on with us. He is the Senior Vice President of Development with NTE Energy, and I do believe we have a caller now. So, good morning. You are on the air.
Yes, good morning, John. Who did you say this gentleman's name was?
This is Tim Eaves.
Oh, good morning, Tim. I just had some questions about your figures. You put out a figure of a 30% reduction in carbon emissions. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And where did you get that statistic?
That's the most recent Carnegie Mellon University.
Oh, the Carnegie Mellon, okay.
University study.
Well, that tells me a lot. Because the statistics that I know, that I'm getting, that it's actually risen in 2018, carbon emissions in the United States, by 2%. So I don't know. I tend to believe what I'm hearing. The 30% seems like an awful lot.
Yeah, and that 30% is from 2005, so that's almost a 15-year period.
Yeah, but I don't think it's correct. I'll be honest with you. And when you talk about benefits of weight against impacts, we all know what the benefit is. The benefit is money, and that's how these projects are greased in poor communities like Killingly. When you talk about impacts, could you talk more about impacts? Impacts is a nice word, but what some of the impacts are? And when you talk about low levels of pollution, Tim, you're not saying to the public in Killingly and surrounding communities that this is a non-polluting entity, right?
That's correct.
Right. You are emitting pollution, right?
Yeah, we absolutely will have emissions from this facility.
Yeah, you absolutely will have pollution, right? Not emissions, pollution. And also, when you use the term impact and pollutions, and you use the government to back up your figures in terms of trying to soften what you're saying, is that in the EPA itself, when they talk about pollution, don't they use the science of acceptable levels of pollution?
The EPA actually sets the acceptable levels.
Acceptable levels. That's correct, right? That's what I'm saying is correct, right? There are acceptable levels of pollution.
That's correct.
I want people to understand that this is not a non-polluting entity, and that the government itself puts out regulations as to what type of pollution and how much of it is acceptable.
Let me start. You started your question discussing benefits. So why don't I start? There are more benefits to this project than just the taxes that we'll be paying.
Right.
So when you look at this project, I would say one of the biggest benefits, I mean, as a society, we're moving towards renewable energy.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, why we need this. Go ahead.
And I tell you what, wind, solar, they're great forms of energy.
Yeah.
At NTE, we're actually developing some solar fields down in North Carolina.
Yeah.
But the problem today, the challenge today with renewables is they're variable. So battery technology is coming, but battery technology today is only capable to provide a very small capacity, and it's very expensive.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Also, one of the variables with renewable energy is with Trump in the White House and that Republican administration, the tax benefits are not there for you. They're not there for NTE. And if they ever become a reality, NTE probably start loving renewables a heck of a lot more. So please go on.
So this facility, this energy center that we're looking at developing, has a very quick start. And as I said earlier, I mean, this is a very efficient facility. It'll be the most efficient gas-fired power plant in the country when it comes online. As technology changes, there will be, you know, more efficient plants come on. But when this comes on, it will be the most efficient. It has a very quick start, and it has the ability to change.
What does that mean, Tim, a quick start?
That this facility can be started in 30 minutes. So it could be sitting there, not running. The renewables, as the variable renewables, the wind stops blowing, the sun goes behind a cloud or whatever, you need power, we can start this up in 30 minutes. And it also can change, you know, it's kind of like an automobile. You want to go faster, you step on the gas. You want to go slower, you take your foot off the gas. Although we basically have a gas pedal on the power plant. And if we want more power, we step on the gas. If we want less power, we take our foot off the gas.
Does it have an oil backup?
Yes, but we have a ultra low sulfur diesel backup.
This is the first time you've said that on the program today. That in the event of I have gas in my home, and it's pretty expensive compared to oil. And if the price of gas goes up more, what is the incentive for you to burn more oil than it is to burn more gas?
I tell you what, that's a great question.
Would the company do that?
No, we've got our air permit, as I think I said a little bit earlier, and our air permit we're allowed to burn oil for 720 hours a year, which is
that's a lot.
Of course, there's 8,000 hours in a year, but we have a limit of 720 hours.
Yeah.
However, we can only burn ULSD in our facility if gas is physically unavailable on the pipeline. So it's not an economic decision.
Yeah.
It's strictly a reliability of the grid, that if there's an interruption on that pipeline for whatever reason, there will be ULSD that we can put in that facility to maintain the reliability of supply to the grid.
And, sir, I appreciate your call. We just want to make sure that we give everybody the opportunity to ask some questions. We're going to take another caller now. Good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning. Very interesting show. I'm in favor of the project, not because I'm a great fan or opponent of gas-generated electrical power, but it's a benefit to the town. It will help us get off of dirty fuel elsewhere because the economic – I believe you have a very favorable economic model compared to either – coal, oil-fired plants, or nuclear power. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and so that it's not a bad way. Very few people are going to move into the area because of the plant. What is your employment size? When you're fully in operation, how many people will be working?
So I'll take a step back to when we start construction. So as we look at our schedule today, we look at what we have to do to finish our process with the siting council. Should we be successful in our work with the siting council, we would expect to start construction on the plant sometime early in the fall. During construction, we will probably have up to about 450 folks working on the project, which will be union labor.
Have you signed a labor agreement yet?
No, we have not signed a labor agreement yet. We are in the process right now of selecting our general contractor, and it will be our general contractor that will enter into the agreement with the unions.
Okay, and by one other question on that. Plants that you built elsewhere in the country, did you use union labor or non-union?
So NTE owns two other power plants that we've built, one in Middletown, Ohio,
yep,
and one just in Kings Mountain, North Carolina, just south of Charlotte. The plant that we built in North Carolina was done with Americhop non-union, and the project that we built in Middletown, Ohio was built with union labor.
So there's as much a possibility that depending on your contractor, it would either be union or non-union. You're not committed either way.
Oh no, we are committed to the unions.
How can you do that? The only reason why I ask that is I've seen other projects. The shopping center in Killingley, they promised to use local people, and then they ended up having just one person because they needed his license to actually build that. And one of the reasons why I favor this project is that the only way to guarantee local people is to have it as a union job.
Right, and we are very pleased with the quality of the union work up here. Their people are very well trained. We've actually been working with Ellis Tech, and we're gonna bring their intern program onto our site and bring Ellis Tech students in. We're going to work with the unions to help them attract hopefully some new young folks into their program. But we've been very impressed with the unions, with their capability, with their knowledge. So we have committed to the unions that this will be a union project.
All right,
and as we've talked to our contractors, we have made it clear that this will be a union project.
I just have one other thing. I'm hoping that the that the town manager's office will test the effect of the taxes that we're going to get in relationship to the governor. It has nothing to do with you, but the governor's proposals on state aid, because there is a possibility, and they certainly can take care of this, that under the current governor's proposal, there would be little tax benefit to the community simply because of the fact that our grand list goes up so significantly. And it would be helpful if they would check this out, bench test it, and see what the results, if under either current or proposed law, would have an effect. Because I have nothing against the project. In fact, there's a light bulb on in the room that I'm in right now. I like electricity. So good luck, and hopefully the town manager's office will do that and see if we're actually going to get a benefit from it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, sir. We certainly appreciate it. And let's take another caller now. So good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good.
Okay, listen.
Hey, before you start, I just wanted to thank you for your comments last night. You always have great things to say at these meetings, and I mean, you're so involved in the community. It's always a pleasure to see you and just to think about how much time you've given to the community. So thank you.
I firmly believe that it's every citizen's right to participate if we want to have our government function as it should. We need citizen participation. First of all, your first caller today. I wish you'd just take a little bit of time, and when he asks a question, to wait for an answer. He should have been at the meeting last night with all those questions he had. But this project labor agreement, I'm absolutely confident that you people are going to do the right thing there. And with this new high school that we built here in town, I was probably the main mover in getting that project labor agreement when they built that new high school, and it worked out very well. In as far as taxes are concerned, whether or not the state is going to redesignate this area because of additional income coming in, my God, I would hope that people in this area would rather be a burden to the state rather than have an economy that's working where we don't have to have special tax breaks in order to make it all happen. And again, I'm gonna reemphasize, thank God for the siting council, because if it was left up to individuals to make the decision on whether or not this plant should be built, rather than a siting council that will base their decision on the facts, is there a need for that power, first of all? Does it meet environmental issues and all other regulations that are in place by the federal and the state government? That's how we should be making decisions, not only here in Killney, but in the state of Connecticut and throughout the nation. There's something that's very hot on the issue right now, which is transportation in this state. And it's a shame that we don't have something very similar to the siting council to make those decisions so that we can have our transportation system in the state of Connecticut where that should be as well. But listen, thanks a lot. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, John.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, John. We appreciate the call. We're going to be taking a quick commercial break, but please feel encouraged to give us a call, 860-928-1350. Once again, we have Tim Eves on with us. He's the Senior Vice President of Development for NTE Energy, which, of course, as most of you probably know, looking to build a power plant in Killingly. So 860-928-1350. Stay tuned to WINY 1350 AM and 97.1 FM.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, where right now, select John Deere tractors and zero-turn mowers come with a free gift card worth up to $300. Nothing runs like a deer when it comes to cutting big yard work down to size. Use your gift card to gear up with attachments, then set out for greener pastures. Today is the day for doing. Buy a select John Deere, get a gift card. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 17th in store or online. Gift card amount varies by model.
Muddy! No, stop! Muddy, pause! Hey, I tried. Maybe I should teach you how to fetch our O-Cedar Easy Ring Spin Mop, because I'm going to need it for this mess. And that mess.
Good thing the O-Cedar Easy Ring Spin Mop and Bucket System has deep cleaning microfibers that catch all kinds of dirt, even in corners. It has turbo spinning and hands-free wringing, plus water and dirt go straight in the bucket.
Yeah. You're lucky you're so cute.
The O-Cedar Easy Ring Spin Mop and Bucket System. O-Cedar makes your life easier.
Are you looking for a job? WINY has the answer. It's called the WINY Help Wanted Exchange. Every day, local employers are searching for potential personnel. Go to WINYradio.com and click on the WINY Help Wanted Exchange for a list of current job postings in our area.
Go see what's going on at WINYradio.com.
Discover Putnam's vintage feel and modern appeal with award-winning eateries, art galleries, boutiques, antiques, events, theater, and more. It's a great place to live, work, visit, and shop. The Putnam Business Association invites you to join their growing list of members, which includes
the Living Faith United Methodist Church, Bed and Breakfast at Taylor's Corner, Long Meadow Automotive, Northeast Placement Services, Putnam Supermarket, and Sage Payment Services.
Visit discoverputnam.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Bee's Discount Wine and Spirits in Killingly and Brooklyn is family-owned and operated, offering the best price, selection, and customer service. Whether you know exactly what you're looking for, or if you like to browse and learn about new products, wines, and craft beers, Bee's Discount Wine and Spirits is for you. You'll find Bee's Discount Wine and Spirits in the Killingly Commons Plaza on Route 101 in Dayville and at 488 Providence Road, Route 6 in Brooklyn. Be sure to follow their Facebook page for frequent updates on new products and weekly tasting events at Bee's Discount Wine and Spirits in Killingly and Brooklyn.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
I'm John Simmons, Manager of Agriculture for Tabasco Brand Pepper Sauce. My family's made Tabasco sauce for 150 years. What am I working for? I'm working to stay true to our family recipe.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
King Cadillac GMC, located at 139 Pompous Street in Putnam, has the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the quiet corner. Whether you're looking for a fully loaded truck, an affordable pre-owned, or anything in between, we're here to match you with the perfect vehicle for your needs. Hi, Mike Moore here. King Cadillac GMC has been serving our community and beyond since 1936. Our founding principles of respect, honesty, and fairness still hold true today. It all starts with our third generation owner, Greg King, who instills in his staff the importance of treating everyone who comes in like family. Come visit Dave and Obi, who work in our fully stocked service and parts department. They would be happy to help you and have for over 30 years. If you want to buy a new Cadillac or GMC or a pre-owned from our tremendous selection, everyone is treated the same, like royalty. So when your next automotive need arises, give King a try and see for yourself why we've been a trusted family-owned dealership for over 80 years.
So give a call today at 860-928-6572 or online at kingcad.com.
Pay more, what for? Bus Gut Supply and Here's Jeff Busquette with this week's specials from Busquette's Appliance.
We have nice four-piece stainless steel kitchen appliances, $19.99 for all four pieces if you want to redo your kitchen, which is a really nice deal. We have front-load GE washers and dryers. If you're looking energy efficient, large capacity, you can do a king-size comforter. We also have the Maytag and the new Whirlpool series that are out right now. Any three brands, they're $6.99 a piece. Some great deals coming in with the scratch and dent merchandise. We're going to have 18 cubic foot refrigerators starting at $3.49, 20 cubic foot upright freezers. Those are going to be $4.49. Dishwashers starting at $199. Front load Electrolux washers and dryers. Those are going to be starting at $4.99. We service everything we sell and can take a year to pay with everything.
Come on down to Busquets Appliance, 16 Furnace Street in downtown Danielson, and check out our furniture, bedding, and scratch and dent discount center at 6 Livery Street in downtown Putnam.
Call 774-5821 and see us online at BusquettsAppliance.com.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Busquets Appliance.
Now is the time to register for the fall semester at Quinebaug Valley Community College. Get assistance daily at our Danielson campus or in the evenings at our Wyndham Technical High School location in Willimantic from an academic advisor and select a schedule that works for your lifestyle. Are you planning to start college this fall? Then apply to QVCC now for the fall semester and get accepted this week. Your acceptance is guaranteed with a high school diploma or GED. Learn more at qvcc.edu. That's qvcc.edu.
Forecast for northeastern Connecticut, mostly cloudy skies, rain developing for this afternoon, chilly 38 to 44. Periods of rain tonight tapering to showers overnight ending by dawn, 36 to 42. Partly sunny, mild tomorrow, 60 to 65. Mostly sunny Sunday, low 60s, and periods of rain on Monday, 55 to 60. Tuesday turning partly sunny, low 60s. This is WINY meteorologist Bill Jacquivin.
And here at Broadcast House, it's 37 degrees. Good morning and welcome back to the WINY Talk Show. Once again, my name is John Mahan, filling in today for your usual host, Dave Ward. And we have on with us today Tim Eves. He's the Senior Vice President of Development for NTE Energy, answering your questions about the proposed power plant in Killingly. And I do believe we have another caller at this time. So, good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You know, we pay our teachers the lowest amount in the state. 169 towns. There's 168 towns pay their teachers more than we do. And, you know, we're an alliance district. We're in the bottom 30 on our high school. We need a shot in the arm. And as far as the Lake Power Plant goes, the present one, it's been there 20 years, and no one has ever made a complaint to the town manager, whoever it was. In 20 years. No complaints. That's unbelievable, but it's true. The Mount Tom power plant, which is northwest of us. If you go by the runway at the airport, 50 miles away from that direction of the, you see the runway, 50 miles beyond that was the Mount Tom power plant, which ran on coal for 50 years. During our lifetime, most of my lifetime, they just knocked it off. Massachusetts made it stop about 4 or 5 years ago. And they had another one right next to it that was a little smaller. They used 150 cars a week of coal cars. And before you burn coal, you got to smash it. And that smashing, all that particles go up in the air. We've been breathing that in Danielson area, actually right down the, straight down the chute of the runway. We've been breathing that for 60 years, and it's no wonder why people have some allergy problems or whatever. But this, they've stopped that now, and you can more or less say that it's being replaced by this plant. And as far as money goes, Killingly averages $40,000 for each student asset. And with these guys coming in, it may go to 60, but it's not it's not, we're still low. You know, Groton is well over 100. There's towns that the average is over 100. So we're still in the bottom as far as assets per student go. So, Jim, I wish you luck. We need it bad. We need it for electricity. We know Dominion is trying to play games with the state. They threatening to close all the time, the nuclear plant. There's not going to be any more nuclear plants. Westinghouse tried one in North Carolina or South Carolina. They went broke two times. And so this is our best bet. It's just the way it is. I don't see any other way of going about it. And you've got the latest turbine. Is that being built in the United States?
Yeah. Is this Jack?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for your call. Yes, that turbine is being built in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Actually, the lake plant, it wasn't. I think it came from Sweden somewhere. But that's neither here nor there, I guess. But how many jobs does that create? How much is that turbine worth, roughly?
Maybe roughly $50 million.
Yeah,
and they've got absolutely Mitsubishi, who makes that turbine. Mitsubishi Hitachi Power Systems America makes that turbine, and they've got an absolutely gorgeous, huge facility, state of the art, brand new in Savannah, Georgia. And it's great to go down there and see that fantastic facility. And they employ a lot of people at that facility making these machines.
Yeah, so you got to figure that's probably another 100 or so employees for a couple of years, it's not just the guys that are here working.
Right.
It's just, to me, it's a win-win all the way around. It's always been. I told you last night I flew over the Mount Tom plant and about 30 years ago, and the smoke coming out of there, you would not believe, and it didn't dissipate. I was flying 130 degrees roughly from Syracuse to Danielson, and it was a beautiful day. I was at about 3,500 feet. I could see the Danielson Airport, and that smoke was going directly from Mount Tom to Danielson. It was unbelievable. That's the northwest wind at that day. It was about 30 miles an hour. And it didn't dissipate until I was over Abington. I mean, Pomfret, for 50, 60 years, you've been in direct line from this Mount Tom coal plant. And it's just, to me, it's kind of like a trade-off. And we're going to be much better off the way we are now.
And, Jack, your observations there is exactly why the air in this country is getting cleaner. As these new efficient and clean power plants burning gas are built, I mean, this is the same gas you burn on your stove at home. As these power plants are being built, the older technology power plants are retiring, and that's how the air's getting cleaner. These new clean power plants are displacing the older technology oil and coal-fired facilities.
Since 1972, we've averaged 1.2% cleaner air. Since 1972, that's a lot of years. So we're going in the right direction. That keeps us going north. Don't you have to buy your credits? How much, 20% is it, or 10? If you get approval for this, you have to buy emission credits, right?
In order to finalize our air permit, we did have to buy some NOx offsets, which we have purchased and they have to be certified by state. So we have purchased ours and they have been certified now by Connecticut. So the very limited number of offsets that we needed to buy, we now own and have them certified in Connecticut.
And, sir, I appreciate your call. We just have another one waiting at this point. Want to make sure that we give everybody a roughly equal amount of time. But thank you for your questions. Very good questions. Let's take another caller now. Good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm fine, thank you. First of all, I would like to say I was at the meeting at the Killingley Town Hall last night This is not a clean power plant, although it may be cleaner than the more polluting ones. And just as a point of reference, I remember when Ronald Reagan was elected and brought in his people who were beginning what Mr. Trump is continuing now, and they actually set standards for what's an acceptable level of arsenic, so that when you look at the standards that are in place, that doesn't mean that it's clean and it doesn't mean that it's safe. But I do have a question, a couple of questions, if I have time, for your guest. I'd like to know, who are you selling this power to?
So the way that the power system works here in Connecticut and New England is we sell our power to the system operator, which operates all of the states here in New England. So we are selling our power to, and their name is ISO New England.
Right.
ISO stands for Independent System Operator. So we sell our power to ISO New England.
And how much of the power produced will go to Killingly?
That's a very interesting question.
Because if the plant is going to be there and Killingly isn't getting the benefit of, well, the so-called benefit of the power, why did you pick Killingly?
So when one develops a power plant, we look for certain attributes. And the most important attribute is, where does the gas line cross the transmission line? Actually, where does a gas line that has capacity in it cross a transmission line that has capacity? There are actually very few locations where that exists. It just happens that Killingly is a perfect location where the Algonquin gas line and the Eversource power lines cross each other.
But if you were closer to an urban center, you'd have to pay a lot more money for the land, et cetera, correct? Because there must be places where that intersection occurs closer to urban centers.
Actually, that heavy-duty infrastructure is typically outside of the heavy, you know, the really high population urban centers.
For safety reasons, no doubt.
Okay, I
have one more question, and it concerns what I asked about or what I talked about last night. I understand that you're going to have an ammonia tank on your facility that holds several thousand gallons of ammonia. I'd like to know more about that. Ammonia, of course, is a very highly flammable chemical. What safety measures are in place?
So the ammonia tank actually holds an ammonia solution that's 19% ammonia. The remainder, I believe, is water. It's 19% aqueous ammonia, which is
highly flammable.
It's flammable, but it can be extinguished with water. So and it can be diluted with water. So it's the safest ammonia to use. It's in a tank that's surrounded by a concrete barrier to protect it from being impacted.
Would you want one in your backyard?
Actually, in the
you
area that
have
I
one.
Live,
I think you said you live near a power plant, as I remember.
Actually, I believe there's about five power plants in the area where I live. So,
I just have one more thing to say, and obviously I'm against this. My heart is breaking to think of the health effects and the ending of that beautiful, pristine stretch of land. You had signage on the street that stated Killingly was going to get $120 million from this deal. But I just want to know, how many people's lungs will that replace? And that's where my values are with this.
Well,
and
you know,
thank you for letting me talk.
And I would say your first comment, you talked about this not being a clean power plant. But what I think one of the big benefits from this facility is its flexibility to operate. So it starts quickly. It can change load very quickly. So until the battery technology is to the point that it can replace these base load facilities, which are dispatchable, means you can turn them on and off when you want them. So one of the big benefits of this facility is it actually helps the integration of renewables, because when this sun goes behind a cloud or the wind stops.
I heard all of this already. Thank you. I mean, I've heard it several times from you. But my value system obviously is different than yours. And all I know is you're going to make a lot of money on this, and the people of Killingly and surrounding towns will carry the risk. So now I'm going to hang up. Thank you very much.
Thank
Goodbye.
You for your call.
I appreciate your call, ma'am. We just have a couple minutes left to wrap things up, and I think sort of tying in with the point that the last caller made, you and I were talking a little bit off air, Tim, about to what degree regulations are designed to protect those who are the most sensitive to air pollution, those with asthma or bronchitis or other conditions like that. Maybe you just touch upon that for about a minute.
And I would say, John, you know, the EPA sets these standards, and they are constantly reassessing these standards, and the standards are set to protect the most sensitive individuals. And these are standards for air, for wastewater, for noise. And one of the things that happens in this industry is every time a manufacturer comes up with a new technology that can reduce emissions above or beyond what the previous technology has produced, then the EPA will make that their new standard, which it's the development of the technology, it's the competition in the industry, it's the analysis done by the EPA that is continually driving these standards tighter and tighter.
All right. Well, I want to thank you once again. This has been Tim Eaves. He's a Senior Vice President of Development for NTE Energy. We thank you for coming on our program today, and also just your involvement in general. I see you a lot at the town council meetings, speaking, updating people on what's going on. And
been down at bike night on my motorcycle a couple times.
So, oh, nice. Yeah, oh, nice. So you're a biker as well.
Yes,
awesome.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Tim. We appreciate you stopping by and answering the questions of the public and giving us all that great information. Stay tuned to WINY 1350 AM and 97.1 FM.
John, thanks for having me.
1350 AM, WINY Putnam, and 97.1 FM, W246DN Putnam, online at winyradio.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz.